Not that the Bezin said the last 2 hours of the day. Adim came today after Minchin said we know today is really Rosh Chodesh. The Bezin says no, we're not making it today, we're going to make it tomorrow. So really, right now, these next 2 hours should be Choyl. That's the Kasha. Why did Rabbanan say in the Kodesh? So Rabbanan says it's not because Rabbanan really wanted to give a Din Yom Tif. His time was a Zul Evein. Not to be Mezalzel in Yom Tif, they said this. Look at Rashi. Rabbanan Amaloch, Hosam Nami, Kivan Denidchel Yem HaMochris. Since Bezdin does not want to say today's Rosh Hashanah, they're pushing it off for tomorrow, have a Rishon Choyl. Really then, the 30th day today should be Choyl, really. Le'ev HaKadosh, it has no Kedush at all today. Elachad. Only one day is Kodesh, just tomorrow. Bezdin's going to say for tomorrow, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Or Bezayit Shver, these next 2 hours of today, Yom Lamed, why can't you do Malacha then? Since Bezdin knows now, today is Vadeh going to be Chol, and tomorrow is first going to be Kodesh, why can't you do Malacha now? Vadeh Tikkun Ligmar Hayom B'Kedusha, Ki Echad Al-Lizuzay B'Yom Lamed Shoshan Acheres. A new takana. People shouldn't come to be mezalzel looking at it as an easy day to next year, the 30th day of Elul. The Isharis Lulasas by Malacha is you can tell them that today you're allowed to do Malacha. Mina min chulamala, kishayyadim shiyidchu aisa, kishayyadim shiyidchu. Now that they find out that business first going to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah, see if you can tell them now the next 2 hours of the day they're allowed to do Malacha is also Lenevet Beinami Kaidim HaMincham. Next year, maybe also come the 30th day of Elul, and the Eidim didn't come throughout the day. So even before Mincha, people will say, just like last year, we did Malacha on the 30th day, now also we'll start doing Malacha. And here it's Gzeira, because maybe the Eidim will come to the Bezna Godom before Mincha, before they brought the Korban of Tomichel Ben Habayim, the Ayon Kodesh. Then the law would be, Bezdin would say only today is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Lamed, because since when they bring the second Tamid, they could say the Shio for Rosh Hashanah, that would be enough. But Im Sashasam Lacha Biyomtiv. So the kids of that Tachom say the last 2 hours of the day, you can't do Malacha, it's a new Gzera, Rashi learns. Shlo Yizal Zlubay, that people shouldn't come to be Mekel next year on the 30th day of Rosh Hashanah, if, on the 30th day of Elul, if the Eidim don't come, after by Mincha time, if they don't come, they'll start to do Malacha. And really, no, they can't do Malacha, because maybe the Eidim will come yet. So it's Stav Sonia, Azayti Kegzeres, the Leil Zuzuzay Bay, really the Pshat is only one day is Kodesh. The second day is really Vadei Chol. Why do we keep 2 days? Stav Zuzuzay Bay. So therefore, the Rabbanan Shita is, it's called, only one is real Kodesh, the other one is not. So it's not considered like one long Yom Arichta, one long Kedusha. We look at Rosh Hashanah like 2 different days, 2 different Kedushas. Therefore, you can make one Erev one way, and another next day, the Erev the other side. This is also the Chomen, Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah, but Rabbi Yossi Dingzich, and Allah is like Rabbi Yossi. That we held no, Rosh Hashanah has a Chumrat Dikadin, is blind like Yom Arichta Dami. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is like one long day. By the V'yoy, there's another Machlokes now. V'yoy Dami Rabbi Yehuda. That what, on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can make it tonight to take off the truma. If you have a basket of apples that you didn't take off truma, so you can make it tonight. You say the first day, if today is chayel, the truma is chal today. If it's kodesh, I'm not saying anything. So tomorrow tzricha. I need both machlokes in the Mishnah. The chur that totally zed is there. The first machlokes of Yehuda holds that it's called 2 different kedushas. Why? That Rashi says because the monashach 1 day is chayel. Why does a Yehuda say you could make a tonight with your truma and say I'm making the truma one of these 2 days also? Because the monashach, one of these 2 days is chol. So the day that's chol, on that day I'm making my truma. So chol, it's exact same machlekes. What do I need it 2 times for? So tomorrow it's tzricha. The yashmin of Rosh Hashanah, if we're just here the first machlekes about an Erev, v'okom Rabbi Yehuda, mishum deloy ko'ovet midi. Because you're not doing anything. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is making to say you can make 2 different Erevs. You can make an error for the Mizrach of the first day, an error for the second day, because there's no Zilz in Rosh Hashanah, but you're not doing anything on Rosh Hashanah. Avo Kilkola, Mashek in the second case. We have this basket of apples. That's Tevel. Right now it's also Tidit. You want to go and make off Truma Samaitis now on Yom Tov. The next day, Kimisak in Tivlom, that's the Gzerim Midi Rabbanan. You can't take off Truma Samaitis on Yom Tov. Of course, it looks like you're being Misak in something. It's the Gzerim, maybe you come to build a house. Maybe you come to fix up something. Is Eimah Modal on Rabbanan? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda will be Modal to Rabbanan that it's also to do this on Rosh Hashanah. Kefort on Rosh Hashanah, you're doing something that's Mechsei Kimisakim. So maybe here Rabbi Yehuda will be Modal to Tosser. So no, Kamashmalo, no, here also he's moided, he holds it's mutter. And his svar is why? It's not near a kemasakan on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Maisa, one day is choyl, and one day is kodesh. So both days I said the Tanai is that I only want the truma to be chal if today is choyl. On the Tzad today is kodesh, I don't want the truma to be chal. So it's not called, I did any tikkun on yontif. I wasn't masakan on yontif, I spoke out klor. I only want the tikkun to be chal on the day that's choyl. So if you would hold, that's mutter. Rashi says, Utricham, Rabbi Yehuda Laruya the base Kedusha saying, Banach Klas Mili, Linyan Era Vikokolo Beitza. Based in three cases in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says his Shita, that we look like it's two different days, two different Kedushas. Zaya, the first case of the Rubit Chumim, you can make two different Eras, one for the first and one for the second day. Then Vikokolo for the Truma, that you could take off Truma both days and make it tonight, whichever day is Choyl, that's the Deschau, and Nuwa Din Beitza. An egg that's born on the first day of Yom Tif, you're allowed to eat it the second day of Yom Tif. The Kasa, what are these three halachas for? They're all the same svara that are considered two different days. Strash Yechig Yassinim. Avakakola, the Mestik, Mestakin Tivl, Emeloi. Why, when you're Mestakin Tevel, it looks like you're doing a malacha. So maybe there you do be Machmer. Kamash, well, no, he's not Machmer the reader. Tvavaita. Viyashmin Haritat, if you only hear these first two chedushim, that you can make two different errors. And you could be mafresh truma. I tell you, mishum the lekel migzir alayu. There's no gzeris. You can't make any gzeris. Speaking out klor, it's only because one day is chol. Avo beitza. Mashenkin when an egg is born on Yom Tov, the lekel migzir bo mishum peres hanasharim. There's a gzera that maybe if you be matter to eat the egg, you come to eat peres hanasharim. Peres that fell off the tree. On Yom Tov or on Shabbos is Muksa. About the beginning of Shabbos, the peres was on the tree. So Mishum peres on the Shom, there should be one Gzeira. Uadenu Mishum Mashkin Shezavu. There's another Gzeira that let's say you have an orange and the juice starts to come out by itself on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. It's also to drink the juice because we're afraid if you drink the juice, maybe you come to squeeze it out of Metchila. That's an Issachitim. So what then a Beitza maybe has the same, these are two reasons why they ask for a Beitza on Shabbos as born on Shabbos. Because if you come to eat the Beitza, it looks like Peris on the Sharm, looks like a Peri that came off where it was attached to before, or it looks like Mashkim Shezavu. Is Zayn a Modele Rabbonin? Maybe here if you do be Machim and say you can't eat this egg on Yom Tov because you have these two Gezeres. Is Sricha? No. Kamashma? No. I have these two Gezeres that the egg is born on a Yom Tov or on a Shabbos. But here, about the Monashach, one of the 2 days is Chol, that's why I make them. See Rashi, Beitza Shenol the Yomtif Issasar, the reason why the Rabbanan says if an egg is born on Yomtif, you can't eat it, is Bechlal Gzeiras Perish on Asharim. It's Bechlal the same Gzeira that you're not allowed to eat an apple that fell off the tree on Yomtif. Shegozer Aleim, Shema Yalav Yitlish. The Rabbanan made Gzeira, even though the apples fell off by itself, if you're going to start to eat the apples, we're afraid you'll go and pick off more apples. This is also the Gemara in Beitza talks about this. And some say an egg is Bechlal the Gzera of Mashkim Shezovum. Min ha'anovim. If you have grapes, and by itself the juice starts to come out, you're not allowed to drink the juice on Shabbos. Because we're afraid if you start to drink the juice, maybe you come Metchil to squeeze out the grapes. Shegozer Aleim Mishim Shema Yisrei. V'ach Pluk to Bishmati Kamais the Beitza. It's Machlok Yisim Beitza. Even though really an egg is not doing with the squeezing out, you can't really squeeze out the egg. The Gemara says it's like a light plug. It's Bechlal Dat Gzeira, since it looks like it. The word is you have juice, it's inside the grape. You have to squeeze it out to get it out. An egg is also, an egg is like inside the chicken. Now when it comes out, it's like you squeeze it out. So even though Avadim Metchil, they wouldn't make the Gzeira on this, but once they made the Gzeira not to drink the juice that came out of the grapes, this is also Nichlal in that Gzeira. So I would think that since it's a chomadik issa, not eat an egg that was born on Shabbos, so on these 2 days Rosh Hashanah maybe it should also be yasser. Kamashma no. Therefore, he holds that since one day is vadei chol, only one day is kodesh. So mamonashach on the second day you're allowed to eat the egg. If the egg was born the first day, you're allowed to eat the second day. Because mamonashach, if the first day was chol, pshitit smuta. On the tzad, the first day was kodesh, but the second day is chol, you're allowed to eat it the next day. That's a yudishita. But halacha, we hold, not like that, we hold halacha, that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah is considered like one long day. Right. Tanya. Ketzad Amar Rav Yehuda, Masna Adam ala Kokola, V'yom Tov Rishon, V'oichlo B'sheni. How did Rav Yehuda's matter that you have this basket of apples that you didn't take off Truma yet? So So on the first day Yom Tov, you take off truma and you're allowed to eat it on the second day. How do you do it? He had two baskets in front of him full of pears of tevel. That were not, that's also teeth. He didn't take off truma samaises yet. Is Omer, he says, Im ha yom choyel, if today is choyel, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, has yom lamed of Elul, if today is choyel, ulamocha kodesh, and first tomorrow, Bezdin is going to make Rosh Kodesh, is going to make Rosh Hashanah, is tehezu truma zu. I want right now today, and be master truma. Today is choyel, it's mutter to be master truma, and be master truma today. Im ha yom kodesh, but let's say no, today is called kodesh, today, Bezdin was Mekadesh the 30th day of Elul. Today's Rosh Hashanah, Abuzei L'mocha Choyel, then tomorrow for sure is only Choyel, it's only the second day of Tishrei, and the Dvorai Klum. Or Bezoi, then I'm not saying anything. Because since today is Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to be Mafesh Truma on Rosh Hashanah. L'Koy Reh L'Hashem. And he says, his Korei HaRezu Truma, he's on a Sofik, U'manichah, he leaves it. U'lamocha, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says the same thing. Huwayna, Im Hayoyim Choyel, if today is Choyel, Tehezu Truma Zu. I'm making a new Maisa for Rosh Hashanah. Today, this should become Truma. V'ya Mayoyim Kodesh, Lu Yitzui, today is Rosh Hashanah, though. Abazoy, Eim Nivorai Klum. Then, I don't want anything to be Chal right now, because it's also right to the Korei Hashem. And he says, HaRezu Truma. On the sound that today is Chol, so he wants the Truma to be Chal today, he says again, HaRezu that Truma. Korei Hashem V'yoichla. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yoyse Yoyse. Rabbi Yoyse Yoyse know it's also, like we had before. Rabbi Yoyse Yoyse, Rosh Hashanah is considered like one long Kedusha. So both days have the Yisra, you can't be mafresh Shumas and Maisis on Rosh Hashanah. V'chein hoi Rabbi Yosi Oyser b'shnei yomim tov mishogolis. This is the Chiddush already. Not only on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but who are there on every 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov in Golis, Rabbi Yosi was also machmir. He also, the 2 days of Yom Tov Shogolis is also like 2 days like a Vadai, and he can't use this suffix to say because 1 day is a Chil to be mafresh Shumah. That's Rabbi Yosi's Achumra. Shrashi, Yivakur lo Hashem, Aloysa shal Truma v'yechlo l'chaverta. V'chein ha'i Rabbi Yosi Yosi b'shneim tov m'sha golis. For going, Beis Yom m'sha Pesach, v'yatzeres on Shavuos v'sukis. Sh'atay ro'am ro'y yomechot shavosan. That Midrash is only 1 day Yom Tov. Uva goyla, in Chutz Loretz, Oysin, shnei yomim. We make 2 days. V'vnei sh'rechoykim i'bezdin. Because we're far away from Bezdin. V'yen yodim im hukfa tishrei v'nisim v'yom shloshim, or v'yom lamad aleph. We don't know what day was Rosh Chodesh. The Afa gave them Mishum Sofik. The Chad Bnei Choyel, even though really so, you saw because one of them is Choyel, Hafil Hochi Machmur Rabbi Yosi. Still Rabbi Yosi is more Machmur. The Anak to Rosh Hashanah, Loi Korolu Shogolius. The Vnei Shaf, Yushalayim Pomim, Hoyunasim Beis Yomim. Because even in Yushalayim, sometimes you had Rosh Hashanah to be 2 days. Ugugurin, the case was, Shabo Redim and Amin Cholamala. About even Mizman, they had a Bez Nagodom, but if the Edim came after Mincha on Yom Lamed, Bezdin said, today Takas Tu Binoi Kodesh, and tomorrow is going to be the Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Mochamed Gadin. But Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush is even on a regular Yom Tov Sheni. Shogolius, which is the Churah Torah's Vadai, one is a Sufik, still he was Machmer. Still Machmer, since Lamaisa were Noi both days to be Kodesh, you have to be Noi Yisur Yom Tov on both days. So the Imara Amaisa, Hu Ba Tavya, there was a hunter. The Osalave Resh Galusa, he came to Resh Galusa, the Yitzisid B'Yom Tov Rishon, Shogolis. He brought them, he's a guy that went hunting on the first day, Yom Tov, and he caught an animal. The Yitzisid B'Yom Tov Rishon, Shogolis. V'Yishchotah B'Yom Tov Sheni. And the mice was, they shechted it on the second day. He's this guy hunted a deer on the first day of Yom Tov, and he gave it over to Resh Galusa, and the second day they made a shechiter on it. Shrashi Batavia means Tzvi. They captured a Tzvi. They captured a deer. The Yisr B'Yom Tov Rishon Shogolius Vayedei Nochrim. Avad it was a guy. But Lamai said to capture on Yom Tov, that's a Melach, that's awesome. So Machloik is the Gemara in Beitza. It is awesome with Raisa, with Rabbonin. But Kol Posim say there is also on Yom Tov. So who did it? A guy captured it on the first day Yom Tov. And they brought it in front of Resh Galusa. And they shechted it the second day Yom Tov. So the kids said they went down to eat it on the second day Yom Tov. The mice was Rav Nachman and Rav Chizdochlo. Rav Nachman and Chizdochlo both held it was Mutter. About the Yom Tov Shogolis, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah, but a regular Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. So there they were Mekel, and said the second day you're allowed to eat this meat from a Monashok, 1 day was Chol. Is Rav Nachman and Rav Chizdochlo. Rav Sheshis Layochel. Rav Sheshis was Machman, no, Rav Sheshis didn't eat it. Strashi, Rav Nachman and Rav Chizdochlo, from a Monashok. Mutter. Yes, yesterday was Choyel, Abuzei Herei Mutter, Shito. the guy captured the animal on Chol, why do we kashecht it today? The Esma Kodesh, Elamai no, yesterday was Yom Tov, and the guy did the Malach on Yom Tov, and it's also to have an offer on Malach on Yom Tov, aber Harei HaYom Chol, but today, the second day, is Vadei Chol, for Rehem Taninu, Dichtesh Yasu, and we waited. We didn't shecht it right away, Moitzoy Yom Tov Rishon. We waited till the next day. So since we waited enough time, that's not considered having Hanor from Leches Shabbos or Yom Tov, it's Mutzah to shecht it. That's their Shita. V'rasheshes lo yochol zet Rashi, v'shem de kasova kadush achasi. Hesilu kur holds like Rav Yosi, that even the 2 days of Golias, the Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias, is also considered like a Vaday Kedusha. And they both have the Kedusha's Yom Tov, so therefore, if a guy did a melacha to you on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have enough from it on Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Yom Tov. So chayel, so Maitzor Yom Tov Sheni. Then, if you wait, V'chtei Sheyasu, you wait enough time that you could go and capture the animal, so it's not considered you had any enough from the guy, then it's mutter to shech the animal. That's Rosh Sheshishita. So the Mora. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman had a tiny to Rosh Sheshis. My Yevad Lev Rosh Sheshis, Lo Yochel Bisro the Tavia. What's wrong with Rosh Sheshis? Like, how come you're not eating this good meat? Is Omer Lev Rosh Sheshis? Rosh Sheshis answered back to him, V'yechel Eichel, how could I eat this meat? The Tony Isi, we learned over Isi learned. The Yam we law Isi Tony, and some say no, Isi learned like this. V'chein hoi Rav Yosi Oyser, V'shnei Yom Tovim Shogolius. That Rav Yosi before we just had asses, even on the 2 days Yom Tov of Golius, he's also machmer to say it's called like one kedusha. They both have within kedusha to it. So how could you be makom to say because a monashach 1 day is chayol? Rav Yosi held not like that. So Rav Sheshis was machmer like Rav Yosi shita. Rashi lo yochot the tani isi benichusa v'yamr lo isi tani b'loshin teimak leima isi tani v'yavano echol. He says since isi learns like this, I should be makom to eat. So that's why Rav Sheshis held like he did. So the maror marova or my kusha. Like still the Shven Rav Sheshis, always so Shven Rav Sheshis. Dil Mochi Koma, this is what Isi meant to say. V'chein hoyer Rav Yosi Oyser, v'shnei yom tov m'shir Rosh Hashanah v'goylo. Maybe Isi was just saying over that Rav Yosi is machmir the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in Goylo. Not a yom tov sheni shagolius, but maybe he's only talking about Rosh Hashanah. That's when he was machmir. But maybe yom tov sheni shagolius have had his mutter. V'ed gemari hochi, shagolius, why do you say a loshin of yom tov shagolius? The goylem iboylei. Shouldn't it say loshin golius? Golius is mashma out of Eretz Yisrael gamri. The goylem just means out of Yerushalayim. So why do you say loshin of golus for which is mashma chutz loritz? He just if he meant 2 days Rosh Hashanah, they should have said the goylem. So drashi my kushya. Dilma hach seifa namia Rosh Hashanah koi. Maybe that's what Rav Yosi was machmir. He was only machmir on Rosh Hashanah. Lachik komar v'chein oy Rav Yosi oisev Rosh Hashanah begoylem. That call Rosh Hashanim Koyse Shoy Oysim Yerushalayim Kishavoyim Redim in Amincha Lamala. So we're knowing this man is there that maybe they're machmir in Eretz Yisrael that every single year, even in the case where the Edim come earlier, they're still machmir to make it 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Also a case that the Edim will come in Amincha Lamala, and that's mikra, then you have to have 2 days. So maybe Rav Yosi is only machmir in Rosh Hashanah, but on the 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, maybe there is mikra. The Teretz says no. Why did they lashon Shogolius? So Rashi, Mashma Bahani, Sheinasim Shnai Melo Begoyla. Mashma Yom Tov, that's only Negei in Golis, not in Eretz Yisrael. He should have said Begoyla, which is Mashma even in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rav Sheshis was Machmir, because he learned that Rav Yosi meant to ask her even Yom Tov Sheinish or Golis. Faita. So the Mora, Omer Abasi, Omai Kushya. No, it's too Shven Rav Sheshis. Why were you Machmir so much? Dil Mochi Koma, maybe this is what Rav Isi meant to say in the name of Rav Yosi. V'chein hoye Rav Yosi Oyser, Iser Shnei Yomim Tovim Shogolius, Ki Shnei Yomim Tovim Shor Rosh Hashanah, L'Rabon and D'Shori. Maybe that Rav Yosi said, that the 2 days of Yom Tov Shogolius is the Chumro, he didn't mean to be Machmir, he meant to say they have the same halachom like Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah, Ali B'Rabon and D'Shori. Just like in our Mishnah, we have Yehuda, the Chomim, Amekel, and say, Rosh Hashanah is still 2 days. We have Yesu is saying, even though I argue on you on Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah I hold is called like one Kedusha, but Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, there Amekel. Maybe that's what Rav Yosi meant to say. So it's still a kasha to Rav Sheshis. Who said that Rav Yosi was Machmir so much? Maybe Rav Yosi wasn't Machmir on the Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius. So maybe Rav Nachman was right, they had a right to eat it. And Allah is talking like Rav Nachman, that it was mutter to eat it. And the Mora says, Vaita Maisam, Ashkechei Rav Sheshis le Rabba Bashmuel. Rav Sheshis now met up with Rabba Bashmuel. Amalei, he asked him, Tony Mar Midi Bigdushis, do you know anything clear about the halachis of 2 days, the Yonta Shenish of Golias? The second day in Golias, what kind of din does it have? Rashesh wanted to know, was he right or not? Rashesh's Ad Khan now was machmor on himself and held that he heard over a Rabbi Yosi Shita that says also Osiron, both days have a din Kedusha on it. So, and the right of the other Chom dinzach on him and said no, even Rabbi Yosi never meant to say that. Rabbi Yosi only meant to say that the 2 days, Yom Tov Shenish Golias, is like the Rabbonin Shita of Rosh Hashanah. So the kids, so they were arguing on Rosh Hashanah. They held no, it's Mutter. And Rosh Hashanah held it was also. So he finally asked him, what's the locha? Tani ma midi b'dush, did you learn anything? Can you help me out? Omalei answered back, Tanina, we learned like this. Moide Rabbi Yosi b'shneyem tov mishagolius. We learned claw that Rabbi Yosi is moide, that on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, that's not called the Vadi Kedusha. He's moide to Chachomim, that what, like, about one of them is Vadai Choyl, you can make these tenoyim. Chvesa Beitza that was born on the first day is Mutter on the second day. Here, the animal that was captured on the first day, you're allowed to shecht it on the second day. Hitaka learned where Rav Nachman learned. That's Taka Mutter. Is Omalei, so Rashesh is told Rav Shmuel, in Mishkachas Lahu, Loitaim Lahu. If you go back and meet up with Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, don't tell them over this halacha. Like, not to embarrass me too much. As before, when Rashesh was with them, he was arguing, saying, I'm Machmir because that's of Yosi Shita. And they were saying no. And now Rosh Hashanah came out and says clearly that he was wrong. So I'd not to be embarrassed, he asked them, please, when you go back there, don't tell them what you're telling me now. Because I see clearly I'm wrong. So that he was makablet Rosh Hashanah. He was chosen at Rosh Hashanah. But Kofan, he didn't want to be embarrassed. Yeah. Rashi will tell you, Lahai Milsa, the Mechsafilei, Al Dolor Ochman, Achatimineh. So the kids, what comes out from our Gemara, now here Rashi, the son, Rashi has a psak. Rashi gives a ganz psak here to say, for now Gemara here is Mash Meklor, that when you have 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis, if you have 2 days, so if an animal that was captured by a goy on the first day, the second day you're allowed to eat it. Because we hold claw that Rabbi Yosi is Moedah, 2 days of Golis, the second day is like a Vadei Chol, one of them is Vadei Chol. So something they did a Malacha the first day, the second day is Mutter. That's the way it should come out, and that's the way Rashi paskins Malacha. And the Mechaber also paskins like this. But Ramor brings down no Yesh Machmirim, that you should be Machmir. In the case that the Goy did for us a Malacha Diraisa, in this case where a Goy captured an animal on the first day Yom Tov, which is this of the Raisa, and he gave it over to the Eden. The Ramah says, even the second day, on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, you should not shecht, you should not have anor from it, even the second day. And what says, like Taizu brings down, Taizu also brings down a Bahag. Taizu says in the second line of the big lines, O Bahag Meforish, the Tzorach Lahamtin Ad Moitzoi Yom Tov Shosheni. You have to wait even to the end of the second day Yom Tov. You can't have anor from this animal that the guy captured for us until after the second day Yom Tov. V'tam, what's the reason why is he machmir? V'tam k'deishi yasu, because he learns what's the svar alamol when a guy does a mloch for you on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can't have enough from it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Shabbos. How long after? V'deishi yasu, enough time that you could do it after Shabbos. Like if a guy heated up the bath for you on Shabbos, you can't use the hot water on Shabbos until there'll be enough time for you to heat up the water right then. What's the reason why we're going to make him a Kodesh Yasu? As Yesh Tafarish, Mishum Shema Yoyma Yisrael Anochri, Lassus Biyomtev. The Gzeir is, if you're going to have a no for the Melocha the Goy did to you, we're afraid you're going to tell the Goy, go do it for you. Since it's Gishmak, the Goy did a Melocha for you, you enjoy it, we're afraid you're going to tell him to do it for you. So, Mel, according to Bahag Shita, here, when the Goy captured the animal the first day, if you're going to go and eat it the second day, you're going to have another the second day, there's the same gzeirah. Since it's gishmak, you're having good meat the second day, because the guy caught it from you, we're afraid you're going to go tell the guy right now, go capture from me what more behemoth. And that's Vada Yassam. The second day, Nogayah to the second day itself, you have to be Noy Kodesh. You have to be Noy today is Yom Tov. The second day Yom Tov, you can't tell the guy it's time to do a malacha for you. So that's the Bahag Svara. Why did they always ask them if they should ask them? Because we're afraid anytime you're going to have a nor, maybe right now you go and tell the guy to do it. So then it doesn't help you, our Gemara Svara, to say, since one day is Choyl, the male is mutter the second day to have a nor from it. Because if you have a nor the second day, we're afraid maybe you can tell the guy to do it. That's the Bahag Shita, he's Machmer. But if it doesn't pass like our Gemara's, like our Gemara, he passes like other Gemara's, that on 2 days, Shagolius, it's also to have a no the second day.
and we're to shell on this year the rice, then we're the Ramos says, we're machmir, like the Bag Shita. We'll soon see, but Shal, but some come, chus le tchum, that's only with the Rabbonan, there we'll make them. Gevaita, so the Morim, Omer Ravashi, Lididi Omali Amemer, the Amemer told me the Meister was like this, Hahu Ba'atavya, there was a certain a hunter, Hahu Ba'atavya, Lav Vesudi Yitzoy, that we had the Meister before, that the hunter came and brought an animal, it wasn't the Meister, he brought an animal that he captured. It wasn't the Shal of Tzedah, that the Goy did a Malacha Diraisa for the Yisrael. That wasn't the Meister. El, the Meister was like this. Elo Mechus Letchum Osa. The case was the